John Adams, Nixon in China. Cheers. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC 89.7 FM, Los Altos Hills, the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show, and Bob and Ray.
And here with us once again to set the stage for today's thriller is the noted lecturer and world traveler, Commander Neville Putney. Well, Commander, I'm sure you've reached into your amazing file there and brought forth another tale, well designed to keep us all in anxiety.
Yes, indeed I have, young man. It's the factual account of an ordinary middle-class American couple living uneventful lives in a typical medium-sized city. For years, they went quietly about their daily routine, never dreaming that fate had singled them out for a terrible rendezvous with anxiety. The central figures in today's story are Bertram and Bertie Wingstop. They lived very conservatively on Bertram's modest salary as a poodle trimmer, and eventually they were able to buy a large old house that no one else seemed to want. For a time, their lives were happy and complete. Then one evening, Bertram returned home from the kennel to find Bertie in a state of terror.
Oh, Bertram, thank heaven you're home. I'm in a state of terror. I've been hearing strange sounds in that vacant room upstairs all afternoon.
Well, I'm sure it's just your imagination playing tricks on you, Bertie. You've been edgy ever since we bought this house for half the price we expected to pay, simply because no one else wanted it.
Well, I think there has to be a reason why we're able to buy it so cheaply. And from the strange way the neighbors look at me, I'm sure they know what the reason is.
Nonsense. I simply drove a hard bargain with the real estate agent. Incidentally, were those footsteps and clanking chains I just heard upstairs the same strange sounds you were mentioning a moment ago?
Yes. There's someone or something in that vacant room at the head of the stairs. I just feel it right here.
Bertie, there's nothing in that spot where you're pointing except your pancreas. Now get hold of yourself. I'm sure there's a logical explanation for all of this.
Yes, Bertram, there is an explanation, and we both know what it is. This frightful old house is haunted, and that's why no one would move into it.
Well, I admit there have been some strange stories told around the kennel about this place. Some say the former owner was locked in that room upstairs and left to dehydrate. But you know the kind of stories they tell around a poodle parlor. I'm sure there's nothing to them.
Well, I'm more inclined to think that you're a coward who's afraid to face the truth, Bertram. But I must tell you, I'm leaving this house and never coming back unless you go up to that room right this minute and get rid of whatever's driving me mad.
Well, there. How about that for a story to keep you on the edge of your chair, young man?
Oh, boy. It really had me in anxiety every minute, Commander. But you just can't leave us all to wonder about the unknown. Did Bertram ever go up to that room and discover what was there?
Oh, yes. And once he did, he and Bertie had a good laugh about it for years to come. You see, they'd both completely forgotten that they took in a roomer who was living up there. And, of course, he was the one they heard walking around overhead.
Well, Commander, that's ridiculous. I can't believe that people would rent out a room and then forget about it. But even if they did, that wouldn't explain the clanking chains.
Oh, but it would, young man. Perhaps I neglected to mention it, but the roomer upstairs was a locksmith who often brought work home from the office with him.
Well, that's completely absurd. I swear, every time you make up one of these stories, it's more loony than the last one.
Insolent young upstart, all of these true stories are brought forth from my amazing file.
Yeah, well, for my money, you and your amazing file should both be locked up.
That'll be quite enough of that. Now read the closing announcement before I have your name put on report.
Well, okay, but you can't imagine how silly I feel doing this. Friends, be sure to join us again next time when Commander Putney will again reach into his amazing file and bring forth a tale well-designed to keep you in anxiety.
Hope you have your white polyester leisure suit and your platform heels to disco along with Star Wars. Miko, this is 89.7 KFJC in the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. I'm your host, Robert Emmett. Bob and Ray, Tales to Keep You in Anxiety. We heard Nixon in China. Danny Elfman did the Batman theme. And Leroy Shields started us off a long time ago with the Prelude, music that was used in Little Rascals. So, of course, tonight is the KFJC Psychotronic Film Festival, 7 to 11 p.m. right here, Ground Zero, Foothill College, room 5015. And it's all 16-millimeter films. 16-millimeter is the vinyl of visuals, and nothing but shorts. So, weird commercials, you know, that you'll get so clean your mother won't know you. Ancient cartoons, trailers, well, not The Vulture, but maybe trailers like The Vulture, which you get a couple of minutes worth of it, and it's like, that's enough that I need to see of that movie. And then lots of weird little bits and pieces of music movies, of industrial shorts, educational films. It's all unintentionally funny, and it's all a lot of fun. And it's tonight from 7 to 11 p.m. right here at Foothill College. A $5 donation benefits Foothill. Well, actually, benefits KFJC. And Foothill is not charging for parking right now, so you can park here at no cost. So lots of cool stuff to give away that will have door prizes. I already told you, giving away a box set of Twin Peaks and one of the seasons of Miami Vice. And actually, we've got a ton of Godzilla movies to give away. Now, because it's psychotronic, don't think these are the good Godzilla movies. It seems like there was a string of Godzilla movies that was made in the 2000s, right? And they look like they were shot on video. And they're... they're cheap with a capital C, and you don't realize the amount of work that they do to go through the special effects until you see the cheap ones. But you know that it is a throwback, even though these are more modern films, that they use a lot of the same special effects techniques that were used in the original Godzilla movies. And, you know, Godzilla's like wrestling, right? I mean, you know, he's a bad wrestler, and then he's a good wrestler, and then he's saving the world, and he's destroying the world. And then there's always these new foes or opponents to him defeat. Exotic creatures that fortunately all happen to be the same size as Godzilla. Go figure. So anyway, door prizes tonight at the Psychotronic Film Festival. And let's hear some Godzilla music on your source for sound, KFJC.
heavens. Once an object of superstition, awe, and fear, now a vast region for growing knowledge. The distance of Venus, the atmosphere of Mars, the size of Jupiter, and the speed of Mercury. All this and more we know. But their greatest mystery, the heavens have kept a secret. What sort of life, if any, inhabits these other planets? Human life like ours, or life extremely lower in the scale, or dangerously higher? Seeking the answer to this timeless question, forever seeking, is the constant preoccupation of scientists everywhere. Scientists famous and unknown. Scientists in great universities and in modest homes. Scientists of all ages.
Und sprießt und wächst, eben wie verhext. Darling, ich liebe sehr sogar mein langes Haar. Es darf nicht nur in den Kragen ragen. Alles schöne Haar war schulterlang und länger. Klar, Mann, nicht wahr, Baby, wunderbar, ist so lange. Wie sonderbar, eine Welt allein für mich, das ist mein Haar. Lass es leben, Gott hat mir gegeben mein Haar. Ich will es lang und liegen, fliegen, bürsten, borstig, rabenhausig, ruppig, schuppig, struppig, zopfig, eisenherzig, bubig, dopfig oder voll Konfetti. Kämmungslos verludert, hemmungslos geölt, gepudert, löwenmähnig, stehnig wie Spaghetti. Haare wieder Mode und ich schöpf die wahre Mode. Die Toga nur aus langen, prächtigem Haar. Ging vor rund 2000 Jahren Jesus nicht mit langen Haaren und Maria liebte ihren Sohn. Nur meine Mutter hasst mich. Haar.
From the original German cast of Hair, that is the title song. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show, and it is time for this week's Cool Secret Place. Each week, KFJC tells you about a place that makes where we live so fun, so interesting, so unusual. Because you can go anywhere in the world and get the same cup of coffee, the same bag to buy, the same burger to eat. But there are people, places, and things that are right here, right in our own backyard, that make where we live so fun. This week's Cool Secret Place is Bucks of Woodside. This restaurant is totally cool place with interesting knickknacks everywhere. And there's even old photos in the men's room. So a tip of the hat to Michael on Facebook for suggesting Bucks. Here's what Michael wrote. The decor is fascinatingly eccentric, evolving a kind of grandpa's attic nostalgia. The locale is in the woods for you nature lovers out there. Ultimately, for an eatery, the food is what makes the main attraction, and Bucks deliciously delivers on that score. My roommate is hooked on the house macaroni and cheese. Being a vegetarian, I prefer more variety on a meatless menu, but there's always breakfast served until 2:30. According to a co-worker, Bucks is a hangout for venture capitalists and high-profile Silicon Valley hotshots such as Larry Ellison. Big whoop. And don't hold Bucks clientele against this very cool secret place. Bon appetit. Thanks, Michael. So, James McNiven was an Army brat that moved around a lot as a kid. 23 elementary schools, 2 high schools, and 5 colleges. The only diploma he ever received was for the Perfect Paws Dog Training School. He began his career as a builder with his own construction company, and mostly he built restaurants. He built the Hard Rock Cafe up in San Francisco in the 1980s, and lots of other trendy places that are no longer around. So Jameis got tired of building restaurants, so he decided to build one for himself, Bucks of Woodside in 1991. Now, Woodside is a little community that's mostly fancy houses and horse ranches. A lot of bicycle riders who travel through Woodside on their way up the mountains to go over to the coast. And there's a tiny commercial strip on Woodside Road that also has another cool secret place, Robert's Market, directly across the street from Bucks. So Jameis made a great discovery. He loves interacting and being around people. The construction business really isn't about people, not like the restaurant business is, and doesn't provide the stage for his constantly changing audience to interact with. He always has crazy ideas, from having lunch with Zsa Zsa Gabor to starting the Sandhill Challenge, which was sort of a soapbox derby event that was along the road of all the big Silicon Valley venture capitalist office. Now, that first challenge was in 1997, and it had a homemade racer that set the world's record for the fastest gravity-powered car. Now, that car now hangs on the wall at Buck's Restaurant. Now, that's one amazing thing about the restaurant. Every wall and even the ceiling are covered with all sorts of interesting bric-a-brac. There's a picture frame with different individual breakfast cereals arranged to look like a scientific display. There's a Russian astronaut suit that hangs from the ceiling. A model of submarine rests on the railing, separating booths. They also have an Apple I, the first computer Apple ever made. And so many different and wonderfully weird items that you can't take it all in one visit. Oh, behind the office door is a Bates Motel neon light. You know, there's a totally remarkable virtual tour you can take of the restaurant. You can see Jameis sitting in the office with the Bates Motel neon behind him. Jameis registered his car with vanity license plates of men's and women's. So that's how he's used them. He's taken them off the cars and put them on the restroom doors to designate which ones to go into. Now, the best part of the virtual tour is that while you're going through it, there's all these little circles that you can click and find out a little of the history or the background about some of these objects that are on the wall. Now, being located in Woodside, Bucks has been an interesting location for the Silicon Valley history. Now, of course, you know Woodside is the home to the Family, which is sort of the Bohemian Grove South. It was a private club that was started in 1902 when members of the Bohemian Club left and started their own exclusive, invitation-only, all-male club with its own secrets. So you already have a location with lots of interesting power brokers and leaders. You know, Tesla was founded during a money meeting at Bucks. And just so you didn't get the wrong impression, Elon Musk did not found Tesla. He drove it to success, but he didn't found it. And in the early days of Silicon Valley, lots of entrepreneurs and venture capitalists would meet, eat, and put together new companies. Hotmail, eBay, Netscape, PayPal are just a couple of companies that were born over lunch or dinner. Now, although Bucks has seen its share of movers and shakers, Jameis wasn't Star Trek. He has just as much fun with the families and the everybody else's that come to eat. Now, the food at Bucks is best described as comfort food. You know, omelets and hash for breakfast, burgers and sandwiches at lunch, chicken fried steak, enchiladas, baby back ribs, roasted vegetable, and farro bowl at dinner. Now, their two specialties are a crispy Brussels sprouts and a seafood stuffed artichoke. And although trendy restaurants are adding mac and cheese to their menu, it's always been a staple at Bucks. And they do have vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free menu items. Now, just a warning. Bucks Restaurant is part of a strip mall, and the parking can get very difficult because some people park there just so they can go bike riding along Woodside Road, because there's not a lot of places to park along Woodside Road. And since they expanded their outdoor seating, that also took away some parking spaces. So just be patient and check around behind the building. Jameis McNiven is a really interesting person. He travels often, and he's a great raconteur. He's written several books about his life and adventures, and he also used to write a quarterly menu blog that was included with the menus. Now, COVID hit in 2020, and it closed down the restaurant for a while, so he decided to retire, but now his kids run the place. But that hasn't slowed him down. He's actually doing more stuff now because he doesn't have a restaurant to run. So Bucks of Woodside is at 3062 Woodside Road, and they're open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. And their website is buckswoodside.com, buckswoodside.com. And for those of you out-of-towners, I really suggest you check out the virtual tour, because there's incredible stuff on the walls, on the ceilings, everywhere. So that's this week's Cool Secret Place. Thank you, Michael, from Facebook for that. But we need to get out and explore, discover, and share. And if you have a cool secret place, why don't you share it with us? And there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can go to Facebook, like Michael did. There's a Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show Facebook group page. And you can put your cool secret place there. Or you can write an email to me, robert@kfjc.org. That's robert@kfjc.org. Remember to put cool secret place or KFJC listener in the subject title. It's a lot of awful spam these days. And I'd hate to accidentally get rid of your email. So cool secret places, you know, that we really need to explore neighborhoods, discover what's there, and then bring it back and share it. Cool secret places. So coming up next is the television mystery theme of the week, but I need a little time to set up, so let's do that. Let's play some Tipsy. KFJC, your source for sound. We'll be right back. Well, it is 10:30, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. So it's time to play a game we all know and love so well. That's right, it's time for the KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week. Each week, we call on you to call on us at 650-941-2500 and identify a good, bad, or just flat-out ugly television theme. Something you've heard about, something you've only ever heard here. This week's television theme, well, this was on from 1975 to 1979. It was kind of an ensemble cast. The first star was in Salem's Lot, Magnum Force, Hanoi Hilton, An Appointment with Death. The other star was in Fiddler on the Roof, Princess Daisy, The Running Man, Kazam, and Lego's Adventures of Clutch Power. And then co-star was in Cool World, Cleopatra Jones, Pretty Baby, Firestarter, Osmosis Jones, Sucker Punch, and Car Wash. So if you recognize this week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week, 650-941-2500 is the number. Put on your thinking caps, clean the wax out of your ears, program your speed dial or your personal electronic assistant, and let's see if you listen to what you watch on your source for sound, KFJC. Well, there you go. We played a collection of things from Neil Norman, and that was from his CD Sci-Fi in Hi-Fi. We heard Star Trek Encounters, Star Wars, The Outer Limits, and The Prisoner. And what was this week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week? This week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week was the theme to Starsky and Hutch. That's correct. Starsky and Hutch was on from 1975 to 1979. And David Soul was in the Salem's Lot, Magnum Force, Hanoi Hilton, Appointment with Death. Paul Michael Glaser was in Fiddler on the Roof, Princess Daisy, The Running Man, Kazam, and the Lego Adventures of Clutch Powers. And Antonio Fargas, who played Huggy Bear, of course, he was in Cool World, Cleopatra Jones, Princess Pretty Baby, Firestarter, Osmosis Jones, Sucker Punch, and Car Wash. So Starsky and Hutch, this week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week. Who correctly identified that? Well, he had Zulu in Campbell, Debbie and Dana in San Jose, Ken and Jerry in Willow Glen, Drew and Cindy from Hayward, Lindsay and Brian in San Jose, Pam and Andy in Mountain View, Cindy and Mark in Sunnyvale, Elizabeth in Sunnyvale, Laura from Palo Alto, Tracy in East Palo Alto, Clint and Mona from San Jose, Scott in Sacramento, Jeff and Cheryl from Seattle, Greg from Menlo Park, Art from Sacramento, Sandy and Ed from Carmel, Gary from San Leandro, Judy from Waynesville, Liz from San Jose, Brenda and Tim in Oakland, Tom and Anna in San Jose, Chuck in Los Gatos, Sci-Fi Bob up in the East Bay, Karen and Tom in San Mateo, Eric in San Mateo, and KFJC's own Circumference. And Sam Yorko correctly identified this week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week. So if you can do so safely and correctly, give them a hearty handshake, a big bear hug, or a pat on the back. Because amongst their peers and contemporaries, they listen to what they watch. It's always important to listen to what you watch because you never know. Somewhere, sometime, when you least expect it, somebody may nudge you in the elbows and ask, "Where did that come from?" And you'll know. Well, hey, Circumference, this is the month of mayhem. So it's loaded with specials, and the Psychotronic is certainly a special. But what we're doing on the air is special as well. And Circumference is doing a special on Delia Derbyshire. She was the woman who composed the Doctor Who theme. And she did lots of electronic stuff for the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And tomorrow, a three-hour special on her life and her work. And so you can listen and obey. And then, of course, as if you didn't know, tonight...
Let the mayhem begin.
Yes, it's the return of the KFJC Psychotronic Film Festival. Saturday night, Mayhem the 4th, 7 to 11 p.m. Room 5015 on the Foothill College campus.
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before.
A $5 donation benefits KFJC, and there's no cost for parking.
And where did you acquire this useless information, you tiresome thesaurus?
16mm films, the vinyl of visuals. Cartoons, movie trailers, old commercials, short subjects.
My joy, my heaven on earth, my very paradise.
Saturday night, Mayhem the 4th, 7 to 11 p.m., room 5015 on the Foothill College campus. Go to kfjc.org for more information.
This is going to be fun!
May the 4th be with you for Psychotronic. KFJC, your source for the Psychotronic. I'm excited. I hope you are, too. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. Well, you know, one thing to mention is that we're going to have a special guest tonight, and it's Mr. Lobo. Mr. Lobo from Cinema Insomnia. He was out of Sacramento and did things in the Bay Area for a number of years. He's now moved back east, and the plans are all aligned, and he'll be at the Psychotronic tonight. So maybe another reason if you're a big Lobo fan. You know, there's something happening over the next couple of weekends that is really important. It's the Silicon Valley Open Studios. And this weekend, it is the North Peninsula and the coastline, like Half Moon Bay and Pacifica. Next weekend, it's the Mid-Peninsula, and then the weekend after that, it's the South Bay. So the cool thing is that it's artists who open up their studios, and sometimes it's their homes, to show you what they've been doing. There's painting, sculpture, fabric art, jewelry, and these are your neighbors. These are your neighbors, the artists that live among us, so to speak. So if you go to svos.org, svos.org, Silicon Valley Open Studios, you can find a map. And they also put signs out on the road. So you might be driving down and see a open artist studio sign as you're driving by. Got an artist in your neighborhood. You know, art is so important, and it's just so overlooked most of the time in our life. And there are so many people who are creating really interesting, fun things. And they live down the street or right next door or around the block. So it's a great opportunity to find out what your neighbors are doing. And also a great city to look at local art. So you can go to svos.org to find out more. svos.org, Silicon Valley Open Studios. Well, hey, let's play the old watching TV thing from Cinema Insomnia on your source for sound, KFJC.
Have you been injured in a skateboard or skateboard-related accident?
Loaded with soap, loaded with soap.
Now how much would you pay?
You're not dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. You're watching Cinema Insomnia.
Attention, Sinsomniacs. Mr. Lobo must warn you that tonight's feature was used by the local poison control center to induce vomiting. Don't stay up late. It's not worth it.
Godzilla has a brain about this size.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
Right.